Hi, I'm Chris Lee, and this is Virtually Speaking. Joining me today is Jim Quick, the world's number one expert in brain optimization, memory improvement, and causing accelerated learning. His Wall Street Journal number one bestseller, instant New York Times bestseller, and the number two best-selling book on all of Amazon, Limitless, is a blueprint for the brain and how to flip your mindset, ignite your motivation, and master the method, unleashing the brain's superpowers. Jim's acclaimed podcast, Quick Brain, is one of the most popular in the world with tens of millions of downloads, and his video content online has in the hundreds of millions of views. Jim's the brain coach to a who's who of the top pro athletes, political leaders, business magnates, and Hollywood elite, and he speaks with the biggest companies on the planet. He's been featured in Forbes, Fast Company, Inc., Business Insider, CNBC, and many more. It all started with a major childhood brain injury, which caused him to create strategies to dramatically enhance his mental performance. Since then, he's dedicated his entire life to helping others unleash their brain's potential. So please join me now with the very compelling Jim Quick. Well, hello, Jim Quick. Thank you for joining me on Virtually Speaking. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing outstanding. Thanks for having me, Chris.
I'm very happy to have you. It's an honor to have you, a pleasure. I've been looking forward to this. And you are just so in demand as a speaker, and your book is doing so well. It's because you're amazing. And this book is just, I've never seen a book that was endorsed by so many people. You have like four pages or six pages of endorsements. Everyone from, you know, Maria Shriver to Quincy Jones to Will Smith and Djokovic, the top tennis player in the world, and Apollo Ono, and you know, A-Rod, and you know, Simon Sinek, and all these great people, Derek Hough, the greatest, you know, one of the top dancers in the world, some other dancers as well, the CEO of Fast Company. Everybody loves this book, and everybody who I talk to loves this book, and everybody I talk to wants you to speak for them because, you know, they want to learn how to learn. They want to improve themselves. They want to get better at their jobs. They want to get better at their lives. So I try and tell people, and I always remembered this from the beginning, it's not just, you know, remembering things better. It's not reading faster only. Those two things, obviously, you're an expert at, and you love teaching that, and you love talking about. But it's a lot more than that, right?
It is. I think one of the reasons why the book was so successful, you know, when it launched, even during the pandemic, it was an instant New York Times bestseller, number one on the Wall Street Journal. Our publisher actually asked if we wanted to move it to a later date. And I was like, no, exactly what you're saying. The book is more than just speed reading, learning languages, remembering people's names and focus. It's about regaining your mind, you know, mastering your mind in times of crisis, optimizing your productivity if you're forced to work remotely, supporting your children if they're in and out of school, also learning a new subject or a new skill if your career has been disrupted. You know, I believe that, you know, people talk about me being a brain coach or a celebrity brain coach. I believe the number one wealth building asset you have is you're born with. You know, it's a supercomputer found between your ears. The challenge is it doesn't come with an owner's manual and it's not user friendly. And so in an entertaining way, when I'm in front of an audience and I'm in front of a good 200,000 people live, at, you know, each year, I'll do these demonstrations where I'll memorize, you know, the first few rows of names or a 100-digit number, 100 words randomly. And I always, it's entertaining, but I'm like a magician because I'll show them the method behind the magic.
Right.
How they can do this also. I believe the number one underrated, underutilized resource we have, there have is the human mind. It's human capital for all your, for your audience, for your organization, for your team. And they say now that a lot of organizations only, what is it, 80% of people are disengaged. They're not connected to their work. They're not performing the way that they could. And so my goal is showing people how to leverage and unlock human capital, human potential. Because, you know, as the title of my book says, everybody has that capability. And Limitless is not about being perfect. Limitless is about advancing and progressing beyond what you believe is possible. And who doesn't want that for their team? Who doesn't want that for their audience? You know, in a way that's entertaining and also empowering and educational.
Exactly. And, you know, this book was the number two best-selling book on all of Amazon. you know, you have a podcast that's the number one podcast in education, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. And, you know, you have hundreds of millions of views of content online. It's great for the pandemic because you're already great behind the camera and everybody, you know, can look at all these different videos and say, yeah, he looks good on camera and he comes through well, you know, through our screens. But I mean, what you've been able to do is tackle so many different topics, you know, topics of, you know, burnout, topics of how to get into flow state, how to really be productive. So it's really more of like, in a lot of ways, when you wake up in the morning, these are some things you can do to get your brain ready to hit it out of the park. And what I tell people is, and what I know people have said to me is, they want to be the best that they can be. They want to be the superhero version of themselves. And, you know, people are going to have their lives changed just by seeing you speak. Then they're going to want to read the book. And if they've read the book, they're going to want to go read it again. You know, and that's the other thing. I love that at the beginning of a conference, you told me this years ago, and I tell the planners now, and they love this. I go, you know, Jim really should be the opening speaker of your event, because what he's going to say is, look, you're about to learn a lot of stuff. You're about to take in a lot of information over the next 2 or 3 days, and I'm going to help you retain it. I'm going to help you actually remember it, and it's going to be useful to you now, and I'm going to show you how that works. That's amazing.
Well, it's so true that their audience, right, or their organization, you know, their greatest wealth is the mind of the collective brain power of their teams. And so, but more people upgrade their phones and their laptops and their apps more than they upgrade the most important technology, you know, which is the human brain. We live in the millennium of the mind. Nobody who's watching this is paid for the brute strength. You're compensated for your brain strength. It's not your muscle power, it's completely your mind power. And the faster an individual organization can learn, the faster you can earn. And that's really the key. If there's one skill to master in the 21st century, again, doesn't matter who the audience is, it's your ability to learn rapidly, because that's the only constant. Just imagine this, if there was a genie who could grant you any one wish, but only one wish, what would you wish for? Limitless wishes, right? Everyone asks for millions and limitless wishes. Well, if I was your learning genie and I could help you master any one subject or any one skill, but just one, what would the equivalent be of asking for limitless wishes? It would be learning how to learn. It wouldn't be negotiation, it wouldn't be coding, it wouldn't be sales, it wouldn't be, you know, public speaking. If you could learn how to learn, you could grant all of your own wishes.
Right.
Apply it towards money, to management, to marketing, to Mandarin, to martial arts, to music. Everything in your life gets easier. And that's why you see all the quotes, whether it's from, you know, the author of Lean Startup, or it happens to be Jack Welch, you know, your competitive advantage is your ability to outlearn and outthink everybody else. And so that's really what we focus on, is learning how to learn, upgrading our brain so we can learn anything faster and really unlock human capital and potential. The reason why I feel like we get such amazing word of mouth and so many amazing results is because think about the world we're living in right now. We're living in a world where technology is amplifying certain phenomenon that's really wreaking havoc on our productivity, on our performance, on our peace of mind. And so things like digital deluge, this is the phenomenon I talk about in the book, information overload, where organizations are suffering from information anxiety, too much information, too little time. It's like taking a sip of water out of a fire hose. You think about all your inbox, you think about all the media, you think of all the books, everything you have to keep up with. And that there's a real bottom line effect this has, you know, on an individual. I mean, in terms of productivity, information anxiety, higher blood pressure, and depression of leisure time, more sleeplessness, right? And so we're drowning information, but we're never taught really how to swim. And that's why we focus on, you know, accelerated learning. We focus on advanced study skills. Think about the second supervillain. These are four supervillains that hold us back. The second one, besides digital deluge, is digital distraction. I mean, who's watching this right now has trouble concentrating to get things done. You read a page in a book, you forget what you just read, right? You can't concentrate on a Zoom call because your mind is going everywhere else, because we are in a society of rings, dings, pings, app notifications, social media alerts. You know, our smart devices is driving us to distraction. And now we can't even concentrate anymore. And so what's the toll that has to an individual or to a team when you cannot focus to get things done? That's why we spend a lot of time teaching people how to focus, how to concentrate, how to get through their to-dos. Besides digital deluge and digital distraction, you have the third supervillain, the third horseman of the mental apocalypse, if you will, that's holding us back, which is digital dementia. Think about this, Chris. How many phone numbers did you know growing up?
Yeah.
Phone numbers.
A lot more than I know now.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Digital dementia is where we're outsourcing our memory to our external memory devices, right? Like our phone. Think about it. It keeps your to-dos. It keeps your calendar.
Yeah.
It keeps all your phone numbers, right? And here's the thing. When I train at Facebook or I train at Google, one of the team members will say, hey, we have this search engine. I don't know if you heard of it, Google, right? We have everything. Why do we have to remember things? And here's the thing. In my book, Limitless, I have a quote from a French philosopher. And he says, life is the C between B and D. Life is C between B and D. B is birth, D is death, C is choice. You know, I believe these difficult times can define us, these difficult times can diminish us, or these difficult times, they can develop us. Ultimately, we decide with the choices that we make. The challenge is this, we can only make good decisions based on the information we know. And if we know it, that presupposes we remember it. I believe two of the most costly words in business or I forgot. I forgot to do it. I forgot to bring it. I forgot what I was going to say. I forgot that meeting. I forgot that person's name. Every single time you or your team, your audience, they think of those that thought, they lose credibility, they lose trust, they can lose opportunity, they can lose a sale. And so memory could actually make you money, right? And so learning how to improve your memory, because we're so reliant on smart devices. And here's the challenge. If you put your arm in a sling for 6 months, would it grow stronger? No, of course not. Would it stay the same? Of course not. It would get weaker. It would atrophy. And that's what digital dementia is, the high reliance on technology. So the biggest chapter in my book is on memory and memory improvement, remembering the things that you need to be able to succeed. And finally, the fourth supervillain after digital deluge, information overload, digital distraction, which definitely holds people back, digital dementia, is digital deduction. Digital deduction is where we can't make good decisions, or we don't have creativity. You know, we can't solve problems. And they're saying with technology, because everything is algorithm driven, that we're no longer even thinking, because technology is doing the thinking for us through algorithms, through recommendations, and we don't have to use critical thinking. We don't have to use problem solving ability. And those muscles are atrophying. And so that's why we teach teams how to level up their learning and their productivity by leveling up their thinking to be faster, clearer thinkers. And those are the different topics that we speak on. Focus, concentration. We teach the art of speed reading and understanding what you read, the art of memory. We teach habits, because I believe that the collective habits of an organization or an audience, first you create your habits, then your habits create you. You know, one of the videos you mentioned has over 10 million views. It's just my habits, the 10 things I do every single morning to start my brain. But I mentioned the view count because this is what people are looking for. You know, they're drowning information. They're distracted more than ever. They're very forgetful. And there's a real bottom line cost to their productivity, their performance, their prosperity, and also their peace of mind. And so really, this book is really an owner's manual for your brain.
Right.
And so when I get an opportunity to be able to share with an audience, you know, we'll give them extremely practical techniques, things that they could use immediately when they leave to be able to make progress, to be able to level up your learning and their life.
Well, that's all amazing. And thank you for sharing all of that and going through all of that and, you know, defining all of it. And one of the things I really like that you do is you have these different areas that you focus in. So, and then you'll make an acronym. Now, an acronym, I know for you, means a lot more than most people, because it's actually a way to remember a lot of things, right? So you have one that's, I think, one of your most popular is Be Fast, right? Right.
One of the things we do is, the reason why I open so many of these events is, you mentioned this, is here's the thing, like, most people, there's a learning curve, but there's also this huge forgetting curve. When people listen to something once, the chances of them losing like majority of it within 2 days is 80%.
Right.
80% of the information is completely lost after just 48 hours. And so you want to be able to learn to retain everything that they're going to learn throughout the day, if it's a multi-day conference or event or anything after that, especially right now with learning organizations, to build a learning organization that's constantly growing and evolving, you know, as in these disruptive times, right? We live in an age of autonomous electric cars and spaceships that are going to Mars, but our vehicle of choice when it comes to learning and growth is like it's horse and buggy. And so our education system hasn't prepared us as much because the school system taught us what to learn, what to focus on, what to remember, what to read, what to think, but not how to do all those different things. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this is because when people see me do these demonstrations on stage where I'll memorize 50 people's names or, you know, 100 words and numbers, I always tell people, I don't do this to impress you. I do this to express to you what's possible, because the truth is every single one of you could do this and a lot more. You just were not taught. Regardless of your age, your background, your career, your IQ, your education level, we could all do this, because there's no such thing as a good or bad memory. There's a trained memory and an untrained memory. You know, my goal is to train them, because in school, there was no class called remembering. Right? They teach you 3 R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. But what about recall? What about retention? Right? Socrates said, learning is remembering. And so we focus on these areas. Now, I use the art of using acronyms and mnemonic simple things, because I want people to be unforgettable. Remember this, people remember people who remember them. People remember people who remember them. So it's not only what you know, I'll teach everyone to learn faster, and in who you know, I'll teach them how to remember names, client information, product information, right? But also it's who remembers you. And when you could walk into a room and meet 20 strangers and leave saying goodbye to every single one of them, for instance, by name, who are they all going to remember? They're going to remember you. Maya Angelou says, people will forget what you say, they'll forget what you did, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. But how are you going to show somebody you're going to care for their future, their finances, their business, you know, their family, whatever it is that you offer them, if you don't care enough just to remember things about them?
Right. You
know? So I think this is one of the reasons why it's so successful, is it helps people both in their professional life, but also in their personal life.
Absolutely.
Feel like there's too much information, too little time. You know, how many people ever walk into a room and forget why they're there? Like they're absent-minded. They can't remember if they shampoo their hair when they're in their shower and they end up doing it twice, or they'll read a page in a book, forget what they just read, or they'll misplace their wallet, their purse, their cell phone, or their car keys, or if not their car keys, something much larger like their car. You see the people out there using their car alarms, trying to remember like GPS where they parked their car, and they remember that they took Lyft or Uber that day, right? Someone's name, and then, you know, seconds later, name just drops out of their mind. They wonder where they put it, right? So these kind of things really affect our productivity and our performance and our peace of mind. And so the goal here is we teach people things that they can instantly get, so they're instantly applicable and they can get instant results. And that's, you know, my last name really is Quick. I didn't change it to do what I do. With a name like Quick, my life and my destiny was pretty much planned out. I had to be a runner back in school, which is pressure when it says Quick right on your shirt. And I get to do my mission, which is teaching people how to learn faster. And the reason why it's been my mission for almost 3 decades of doing this full-time and nothing else is because I grew up with learning challenges. People are always surprised to hear that. But when I was 5 years old, I had a traumatic brain injury while I was in school. And before, my parents said I was very energized, very curious, very playful. But after that, they said I really shut down. You know, and where it really showed up was in school. Yeah. I didn't understand what teachers or my parents would tell me. I would pretend to understand, but I didn't really understand. I had poor focus, a poor memory. It actually took me 3 years longer just to learn how to read. And I remember when I was struggling, when I was 9 years old in class, I was being teased because I was holding them back a little bit because I wasn't understanding the lesson. And my teacher would always have to repeat it. And one day my teacher in front of the whole class pointed to me and said, "That's the boy with the broken brain. That's the boy with the broken brain." And that label became my limit. Every single time I did badly on a quiz, which was often, every single time I was in pick for sports, which was often, I would say, "Oh, it's because I have the broken brain." And here's the thing, and the reason why I teach people how to change their thoughts, their negative self-talk, their negative beliefs, is if you could, you can learn how to read faster. And the reason why I talk about reading as a tangent, that's so important for everyone watching, the average person has to read 4 to 5 hours a day just to keep up. 4 to 5 hours a day. Think about your emails, your inbox, you know, media, books, everything you need, you know, business plans, whatever you're studying, right? That's 4 or 5 hours a day. if you could just double your reading speed and save 2 hours a day, what's 2 hours a day over the course of a year? Even 1 hour a day over the course of a year is 365 hours. Think about that, 365 hours. This is why meeting planners and, you know, HR, you know, the CLO of an organization, we get booked a lot because if they can save an hour a day on something ubiquitous like processing information, how many 40-hour work weeks is that? 365 hours, that's over nine weeks of productivity you get back. You regain that, your team regains that, your audience regains that. That's 2 months of productivity. More than that, you get back saving 1 hour a day. You know, so that's the other thing. If someone's reading and processing information 4 or 5 hours a day, that means half of their salary is being paid just to read, right? So this is a real needle mover. You know, so the things that we're talking about, information overload and updating our abilities, you know, getting people in the flow state, showing them the best routines to have one of the best brain foods. You know, how do you optimize your sleep for greater performance? How do you reduce stress at an organizational or audience level also as well? So as a micro individual or a macro team that's struggling, you know, our goal is to, like a personal trainer, what do? They make your body fitter, they make it stronger, they make it more agile, more flexible, energized. I want your mental muscles. I want your audience mental muscles, your organization's mental muscles to be sharper, to be stronger, to be more energized, have greater endurance, right? Because again, we live in the millennium of the mind where knowledge is not only power, knowledge is profit. And the faster you and your organization can learn, the faster you can earn. And again, it is the number one skill. That's why we train at Facebook, at Google, at SpaceX, at Nike, at Zappos, at WordPress, at General Electric, right? All these different organizations. We train at Harvard, at UCLA, at Singularity University, at USC, at Caltech, you know, some of the brightest minds out there. So whether you're struggling right now with information overload and distraction and memory loss, everything that's killing productivity, or you're the best at what you do, some of the names that you mentioned that endorsed our book, dozens of them, you know, and everyone in between, everyone can benefit. So whether you want to catch up, keep up, or just get ahead, the key is unlocking the power of the human mind. And that's the reason why I've dedicated 3 decades of my life to this subject.
And how did you get yourself, you said, you know, when you were a child, you were the kid with a broken brain. When did you figure out that there was another way, that you weren't going to have a broken brain, that you wanted to, obviously you decided you wanted to fix it. How did you do that?
You know, I really struggled all through school, elementary school, middle school, high school. When I was a freshman, I was fortunate to get into our local university. And I thought that a freshman meant you could make a fresh start. I mean, who doesn't want a fresh start, right? When you're struggling every single day. And I realized that this was my chance. I took all these classes. I wanted to make my family proud, show myself I could do this, show the world I could do this. And I actually did worse. And it was terrifying because I didn't have the money to go to school as it was. And so I didn't have the money to waste. And a friend of mine was like, hey, before you tell your parents you're going to quit school, why don't you get some perspective? I'm going to go home this weekend and visit my folks. And I always notice, you mentioned Quincy Jones, and we've had him on our podcast. He speaks at, we do an annual brain conference ourselves. So I know what it's like to you know, have my own event and produce these kind of events. I want to give it my all. And on stage, I brought him on stage one day because he was in the audience. And I was like, we're talking about travel. And he's like, Jim, you have to go to know. And I was like, wow, you have to go to know, because he allows you a different point of view. So I go, and his family is pretty well off. And the father walks me around his property before dinner, right there on the water, and asked me a very innocent question, but it was the worst question you could ask me. He said, Jim, how's school? And I was like, oh my goodness. And I just break down in front of this complete stranger. I tell him my whole story, broken brain, ready to quit school. I don't know how to tell my parents. He was like, Jim, why are you in school? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? What do you want to share? And I honestly didn't have an answer. But when I go to answer him, he says, stop. He takes out a piece of paper, like a notebook. He makes me write it down. And I wrote down my very first bucket list. You know, all the things I want to be able to be, do, have, share before I kick the bucket, right? And he looks at my list, and I didn't realize because he took it out of my hand, and I'm nervous. I don't want to be judged. And he's like, Jim, you are this close to everything on that list. And I'm thinking, no way, give me 10 lifetimes and I'm not going to crack that list. And he takes his index fingers and he puts them to the side of my head, meaning what's in between my brain is really the key. And he gives me all these books to be able to read. And he says, Jim, leaders are readers. I want you to read just one book a week. And I'm thinking, there's just no way, you know, I can't do that. I can't even keep up with my schoolwork. And he says, Jim, don't let school get in the way of your education. And I was like, I didn't realize that was a Mark Twain quote at the time. It was over, you know, almost 30 years ago. And then I was like, that makes sense, but I still can't do it. And he takes out my list again. He starts reading all the things on this list. And a lot of things on that list were things I wanted to do for my parents, things they can never do for themselves, and or would never afford or would never do for themselves. And with that leverage and human motivation, I was like, okay, I'll do it. And in the book, Limitless, I have a third of the book dedicated to human motivation. If you have a challenge motivating your audience, if you have a challenge motivating yourself or motivating your team, I figured out the three-part formula for sustained motivation to eliminate procrastination. In that also, besides methodology, because primarily this book was a book all on methods, on how to speed read, on how to get to zero, on how to learn languages in international business, on how to be focused and concentrate, and how to get into those flow states where things happen easily and effortlessly. You know, athletes call it the zone, right? It was all on methods. But then before I hit send to my publisher, I was like, will 100% of the readers, will they get the results they're hoping for? And my honest answer was no. You know, because a lot of people know what to do, the methods, but they don't do what they know because common sense is not common practice. And I created something called the Limitless Model. And I know we don't have time to go about in it today, but the Limitless Model is the framework for not only learning any subject or skill faster, but for unlocking human potential as an individual level or at an organizational level or at a collective audience level, right? And when people understand the three parts of the Limitless Model, mindset, motivation, and methods, they can really do what they think is impossible. So I took this and I went back. I said, I agreed to read all these books and I went back to school and I did. And my life changed. I mean, I went from zero to hero because I learned really how to understand the human brain. And I understand how my brain works so I could work my brain better. And then I started to innovate it. And then 60 days into it, a light switch went on and I just started to excel. And I couldn't help but help other people. And I started to tutor. My very first student, she was a freshman in school. She read 30 books in 30 days. Now just imagine that. Going online, getting 30 books and reading, not skimming, scanning. I mean, I train world leaders. I train some of the top financial advisors in the world, some of the top CEOs, some of the top doctors in the world. You don't want your doctor to get the gist of what they're reading, right? That wouldn't be the goal. And so I teach them how to do this. And I wanted to find out not how she did it, but you know why she did it. And right. I found, going back to human motivation, cracking the code to productivity and performance and overcoming and smashing procrastination, I found out that her mother was dying of terminal cancer and was only given 2 months to live. And the book she was reading was books to save her mom's life. And fast forward 6 months later, I get a call from this young lady and she's crying and crying and crying. And I find out their tears of joy that her mother not only survived, but is really getting better. Doctors don't know how or why, they called it a miracle, but her mother attributed it 100% to the great advice she got from her daughter who learned it from all these books. And in that moment, Chris, I realized that if knowledge is power, learning is your superpower. That if knowledge is power, learning is your superpower, and superpower we all have. And so I dedicated my life from that moment, the rest of my life, to teaching people how to have their best brain and their brightest future. My mission growing up as the boy with the broken brain is to leave no brain left behind. That's the mission. So that's why we have these videos of hundreds of millions of views, our podcast, tens of millions of downloads, you know, this book, which is available all around the world. And so that's really our mission. And part of it comes through speaking. And I don't, you know this, I know I take very select, you know, opportunities to be able to do these presentations because we also have an online university, Quick Learning, and we have students in 195 nations and every country in the world, you know, for the past 12 years. And so our goal is to up-level the collective intelligence of an organization or for individuals of all ages and stages, from children with learning challenges to seniors. We gave away 100% of the proceeds of this book. You know, just this past week, we donated $50,000 to Pencils of Promise to create, we've built schools over the years, right? We're from Ghana to Guatemala. You know, and so we're very passionate and providing healthcare and clean water to children in need. We also donated to Alzheimer's research in memory of my mother who passed away of Alzheimer's. You know, so when I was going through my learning difficulties, my parents had, you know, their multiple jobs. my primary caregiver was my grandmother. But while I was going through my challenges, she was going through her challenges. And I remember, you know, bringing her food and she would call me by my father's name, or she wouldn't remember something she just said. And if everyone's ever lost somebody to dementia or, you know, Alzheimer's, it's like when you lose your memory, you feel like the person's losing part of who they are. And that's why I'm so passionate about showing people how to improve their memory. And again, everybody can improve. No matter your age, your background, your education level, you know, your financial situation, your IQ.
Yeah, I noticed that like about three or four of the endorsements in the front of the book were from top doctors in the world who are working on Alzheimer's. So I was like, wow, this even works for that.
Dr. Rudy Tanzi out of Harvard, you know, top Alzheimer's researcher, he endorsed the book. Dr. Jeffrey Cummings, who's the founding director of the Cleveland Clinic Center for Brain Health, endorsed the book. I do speaking there for their doctors, for their researchers, for their patients and their caregivers. I mean, this book really is, and these topics are so important right now for everything, because when people could learn how to focus, learn how to read better, learn how to remember, they could apply that towards every area of their life, you know, and that's really where the power comes from.
But it's also so great that you go into the, you know, the mental state that you're in and the blocks that keep you from learning and the blocks that keep you from being productive. And you go into kind of, you know, motivation, but also just tools to get you there so you're ready to learn. And I guess that's part of learning, is being able to learn at the right time and having the right environment for it.
I mean, whether it's a 10-minute presentation or a 30-minute presentation or a 60-minute presentation, you know, I like to work with clients to really customize so that they can have a champagne moment. You know, I ask them, what needs to happen in order for you to celebrate? Like, I want this to be the best session for your event. I want people to feel like this time, this tuition, whatever it was for them to be there, they got so much value out of this session. It more than compensated for anything else that they got there. You know, they can leave right after that session and feel like they got so much value. And my goal is to really over deliver. And one of the reasons why I know it sticks and people talk about it and we go back to clients over and over again, you know, because there's so many subjects to talk about, right? And so who doesn't want a brain coach? You have a voice coach for a singer, right? Athletes have personal trainers, right? Top business individuals have marketing coaches or financial coaches. But you don't have a coach for the thing that controls everything, which is our human brain, right? So my goal in doing sessions with individuals is to upgrade their brain like they do their phone and keep it current, keep it fast, keep it, you know, abundant, be able to store a lot of information there, make better, quicker decisions, because our life and our learning is all based on that.
And right now we're living in a time where there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of external negative forces coming at us. So it's even harder to focus, right? Especially when you're stuck at home the whole time.
Yeah, I talk a lot about how to optimize your productivity when you're working remotely, how to overcome Zoom fatigue was a recent national media that I did, how to overcome this myth of multitasking, because multitasking is a complete myth. It actually wastes time and actually makes more errors and actually burns more brain glucose. So you get mental fatigue. Mm. You know, about different things to actually improve memory, even for everything from a good brain diet. You know, what are the best foods that your team should be eating or an audience should be eating?
I have blueberries every morning.
Yes, the brain berries, right? But we talk about neuronutrition. We talk about getting rid of negative thoughts that hold us back, these negative beliefs that your team is thinking, like, oh, this is not possible, or, oh, you know, we're never going to get this done. The third area is exercises, teaching them very specific exercises to boost their brain power, because as your body moves, your brain grooves. We teach the best supplements, you know, in terms of what your team and your family, your audience should be supplementing with to have their best brain. We also talk about positive peer groups, and because it's not just your neurological networks, it's your social networks and how to build community learning, and also clean environments. We know your external world is a reflection of your internal world. When people clean off their desktop, or they make their office or make their bed, they have clarity of thought. And I talk about specific things they can do to clean up their environment. Also sleep. You know, the reason why sleep, I mean, it's a growing epidemic, sleeplessness, but here's the reason why you want your audience and your team to do this is because, number one, it's where you clean out plaque in your brain that can lead to Alzheimer's and brain aging challenges. So optimize your sleep. Number two, if you have long-term memory issues, check your sleep, because that's where you consolidate short to long-term memory. And also, It's where you dream. You'll probably spend 20 years of your life sleeping, 3 to 5 years dreaming. Did you know it, Mary Shelley came up with Frankenstein in her dream? Did you know Paul McCartney came up with the song Yesterday in his dream? A chemist came out with the periodic table in his dream. You know, an inventor came, Elias Howe came up with the sewing machine in his dream. Jack Nicklaus was shooting high 70s, you know, in a slump in golf. He had a dream of changing his grip, and the next day he shot 65. Your brain is this incredible, like, technology. And so I teach people how to remember their dreams and how to optimize their sleep, when to go to sleep, how much sleep, you know, the temperature the room should be at, very, very specific.
Yeah.
So that's also great. Protecting your brain, also how to use new learnings to build your brain power through neuroplasticity, also how to manage your stress. Did you know chronic stress shrinks your brain, right? And also chronic fear also makes you more susceptible to colds, viruses, flus. The whole area of science I talk about called psychoneuroimmunology, right? And how to be able to mitigate that. And in a way that's fun, that's simple, that's straightforward, and where they can do it immediately and get a result. And so I'm very, very passionate about all these areas. So the reason in the audience is because there's so much to be able to talk about, as you can imagine.
Yeah. And I know that's the great thing when we're working with people is it's like, which way do you want to go? Where are you guys coming from? Because there's so many different areas that Jim is an expert in. I know that, you know, we've been talking for a while, and before we go, I want to ask you a little favor. Do you think there is a particular exercise that you might share with me right now that's one of your most popular, that's one of your short ones, where I can kind of see you in action and everybody can kind of see how amazing this is?
Yeah. I just gave everyone who's watching this the 10 keys to unlocking your limitless brain,
right?
The habits, if you will. And when I train at these places like the Cleveland Clinic, or I speak at places like Harvard, you know, the research says about 1/3 of your memory is predetermined by genetics and biology, 2/3 is in your control. So those 10 things I just mentioned are the 10 keys for unlocking your limitless brain. Now, if you needed to give a TED talk on these 10 things, right, I teach a lot of actors. You mentioned Will Smith. He gave the cover quote endorsement for this book. You know, I got to work with the cast of X-Men. You know, there's a whole story behind that that people could just search Jim Quick X-Men on YouTube or Facebook, and how that actually happened, and using the power of your imagination to create your own reality. Well, also, I teach a lot of the TED speakers how to memorize their 18-minute talk in a fraction of the time. So let's say you needed to give a TED talk on the 10 keys for unlocking your quick brain, your limitless brain, the 10 things I mentioned. I'll show everyone how to do that now.
Love it.
Ready? So I want to take everyone to take a deep breath. Exhale, and I want you to just close your eyes, and I'll walk you through a quick exercise. Imagination is incredible amounts of power. Now, I teach everyone a technique saying that improving your memory is as easy as pie, P-I-E. And P stands for place, I stands for imagination, E stands for entwine. If you want to learn it better, if you want to remember things better, you need a place to store the information. You need the information turned to an image, imagine, and then you need to entwine, connect those two things together. So I'm going to walk you through a memory palace. I want you to imagine that you're coming to my office in Westchester, New York. And just imagine you're there, and it's a big glass building surrounded by trees. And I'm going to walk you through 10 places in my office. Now, when I go through each of these 10 places, I'm going to put and link one of the brain tips in that place. So the first place will have the first brain tip, the second place will have the second brain tip. You'll see as we go. So you want to imagine your car's pulling up, we're getting to the building. The first place is the parking lot. And I want everyone who's watching to say the place out loud. What's the first place?
Parking lot.
And you get out and the first brain tip is there. Good brain diet. I want you to imagine a buffet of avocados, blueberries, you have broccoli, olive oil, eggs, if your diet allows, all the neuronutrition. You're eating this great brain diet. Maybe you create a food fight, right? A brain diet. Because if you make it some humor into it, you use your emotions, you're more likely to remember it. From there, there's a waterfall. It creates like a moat around my building, and you have to cross a bridge. So the second place is the bridge. What's the second place?
Bridge.
Say it out loud. And as you're crossing the bridge, I want you to be killing ants. Imagine you're killing ants. Ant stands for automatic negative thoughts, right? Get rid of those negative thoughts, because your mind is always eavesdropping on your self-talk. Your brain is like a supercomputer, and your self-talk is the program it will run. So if you tell yourself, I'm not good at remembering names, you will not remember the name of the next person you meet, because you program your supercomputer not to. So you're killing ants, automatic negative thoughts. And you walk into the building, you get into the third place, which is the elevator. What's the third place?
Elevator.
Elevator. And automatically, when you get in there, exercise. I want you to think about the exercise that you do. Maybe you're doing push-ups. Maybe you're doing burpees. Maybe you're doing yoga. Maybe you have a trainer in there with you. You're exercising in the elevator. All right, good. And you get out, the fourth place is waiting for you. It's the hallway. What's the fourth place?
The hallway.
But in the carpeted hallway, you see on the carpet, the hallway there, all these brain vitamins to remind you of brain vitamins, brain nutrients. And these are your vitamin Bs, you know, your vitamin Es, which is very neuroprotective. It's your ginkgo biloba, maybe your DHAs, your omega-3s. You're jumping on all these brain vitamins, right? And you're tripping on them. Imagine that. And you go from there, you open up the office door, and immediately to the left when you walk in is the fifth place, which is the closet. What's the fifth place?
The closet.
And you open it up, and inside the closet is your positive peer group. All your happy friends, because remember, who you spend time with is who you become. It affects your brain. You start adopting and adapting their same language, their same habits. All your happy friends are in the closet. Great, we're halfway there. That's number five. From there, you go to the receptionist, the sixth place. What's the sixth place?
The receptionist.
And the receptionist is cleaning the environment. Cleaning the environment. So imagine the receptionist is mopping, vacuuming, sweeping, cleaning the environment, right? Clean environment is a clean mind, but that's really good for your brain. So Marie Kondo your mind, right? And so that's number six. Behind the receptionist is the seventh place, which is this beautiful fish tank. What's the seventh place?
The fish tank.
And I want you to remember the brain tip is sleep. So I want you to imagine the fish are sleeping. They're in their pajamas. You know, you see Dory and Nemo in there. They are snoring. They're in their bunk beds. They're all sleeping. The fish are sleeping. Okay, just imagine that. From there, you walk over to the classroom. Maybe you're going through a speed reading class and the door is locked, but that's the eighth place is the door. What's the eighth place?
The door.
It's locked and there's a helmet hanging there. So you put on the helmet to remind you of brain protection, protect your brain. Don't get a traumatic brain injury like Jim. You headbutt the door open. It splinters everywhere, right? And then in front of the classroom is the ninth place. It's a whiteboard. What's the ninth place?
A whiteboard.
And I'm there, I'm teaching you, right? And I'm writing these two words on the whiteboard in your favorite color marker, new learnings. Because if you want a better brain, always be learning. They did a study with super nuns. They wanted to find out how they were living 90 and above. They found that half of it had to do with their emotional faith and gratitude. The other half, they were lifelong learners. It was on the cover of Time magazine. They called it Aging with Grace. And because they were lifelong learners, added years to their life and life to their years. They were really good years. And so always be learning, lifelong learning, right? So new learnings. And then finally, on the side of my classroom are all these bonsai trees. So what's the 10th place?
Bonsai trees.
And I want you to remember stress management. Manage your stress. So whatever lowers stress for you, maybe you're doing meditation on the bonsai trees. Maybe you're getting a massage, but on the bonsai trees. Maybe you're having some red wine on the bonsai trees. You're pouring wine there. Now, if it makes you laugh, you're more likely to remember. Now, here's the magic. I just showed you the method behind what looks like magic. Now you're giving your TED talk, right? And I'll often do this. I'll even pull people right on stage and say, do you remember the 10 keys? You don't need a teleprompter. You don't need slides. You just need your brain. Once you understand how your brain works, you can work your brain. Once you understand how your memory works, you can work your memory. So just walk through my office now. And this is wonderful because if somebody has a question and breaks your state, like you're just like, oh, you know, and then you answer the question, you come back, where was I?
Right.
Through your memory palace. So walk to the first place. You go into the parking lot in your mind. And I want everyone who's watching this to do this with us. Parking lot reminds you of what?
The buffet.
Yes, of good brain foods, right?
Good brain food.
Very thing. You go over there at the waterfall, you cross the bridge
and you step on all the ants.
Yes, automatic negative thoughts. Kill those ants.
Negative thoughts.
You step into the elevator. What does that remind you of?
Exercising.
Exercise. Very good. You get out of the elevator, you get into the hallway. What's all over the carpet there?
These supplements and pills.
Your brain supplements and your brain pills. Very good. From there, you go into my office. Immediately to the left is the closet. You open the closet. Who's in there?
Good friends.
all your good friends are positive, you know, you be around good people, it's good for your brain. Good. From there, you go to the receptionist. The receptionist is doing what?
He's cleaning the whole place.
A clean environment's good for your brain. Behind the receptionist is the seventh place, which is?
A fish tank.
Tank. What are the fish doing?
They're sleeping.
They remind you to prioritize your sleep. From there, you go to the eighth place, which is the door. And then it's locked, so you put on a
helmet.
Helmet to remind you of protect your brain, brain protection. You headbutt the door open. Up front is the ninth place, which is
new learnings on the board.
On the board. Very good. And then the bonsai trees on the side remind you of
meditation.
Meditation. Manage your stress.
Manage stress.
Reduce your stress. And that's fantastic. And I bet, Chris, you could do it backwards. And everyone who's watching this could do it backwards. You on the bonsai trees.
That's amazing. That is unbelievable.
And that's the thing. We could do these, and this is what I often do in these keynotes and online, is we make it interactive. And that, here's the thing, learning is not a spectator sport. So to get the most out of it, you don't want to put people to sleep when they're learning online or in person. And how do you keep them active? So we have a lot of brain exercises where we get people moving. We could do breakouts, we could do polls, memory quizzes, and we teach them things that are extremely practical. But I just taught that, we just went that through that, it took 4 minutes. 4 minutes for an exercise that they'll know for the rest of their life. And they'll be telling all their friends. They'll be telling their boss. They'll be telling their coworkers, right? They'll be able to talk about the next day at work. And that's really the goal, to give people an unforgettable experience, because they are unforgettable.
That's unbelievable and unforgettable. Okay, one last question for you. Thank you so much for that. And I know this is on a lot of people's minds, including my own, so maybe I'm being a little selfish, but you do talk about procrastination. You do talk about getting into that state of flow state and whatnot. Really quickly, what's the best way for us to get there and make sure we're not procrastinating? Because it's true, you said it before. Why would you not want to do the things you know you have to do? The things that you know are going to make you more successful. Why do you not do these things? So tell us what's up.
That's the thing. Your audience, they don't need more information. Right? There's a lot of information that's out there, but people don't act on that information, because knowledge, there's a big lie that knowledge alone is power. It's potential power. It becomes power when we utilize it. And that's really what we do. We teach people the information, but also the implementation. Now, why don't people act on the things that they learn at an event, right? Here's the thing. There are three parts to really hacking procrastination. It's purpose times energy times small, simple steps. P times E times S3. And so part of the reason is we need to show people how to find purpose in following through. And we have a very specific technique on how to do that through the art of asking questions, to get people to give them the pleasure of following through and completing, and also the pain and consequence if they don't. But besides that, you can have limitless purpose, but you might not have the energy, because maybe you have a newborn child and you haven't slept in 3 nights. Maybe you had a big processed meal and you're in a food coma. So that's why we talk about in the book and on stage how to optimize your mental energy so you don't suffer from mental fatigue. Mm-hmm. But let's say you have limitless purpose and you have limitless energy. The other thing that keeps people from acting and they procrastinate is because this thing is too big. You know, those key KPIs or those goals, this vision for this organization or this company is too big. So what's S3? Small, simple steps. And it's the art and science of breaking things down. And how do you find your small, simple step? Simple. Let's think about something you procrastinate on, something everyone could relate to. Let's say working out. Let's say they're not working out and they're not exercising. We know as your body moves, your brain grooves. But if you're not working out, maybe working out an hour a day is too big for you. A small, simple step, put on your running shoes. You know, maybe reading for 45 minutes a day. When people see pictures of me and Bill Gates and Richard Branson, Elon Musk, Oprah Winfrey, we bonded over books, right? Leaders are readers. And to get through one, the average person reads only 2 books a year. The average CEO that we're working with reads 4 to 6 books a month. You know, a book a week, 52 books a year. That's, you could have a PhD, MBA in any subject, learning that, right? Because leaders are readers. Someone has decades of experience, puts it into a book. You sit down and read that book in a few days, you could download decades into days.
Yeah.
The advantage for an organization or for an audience or for a company. And so, but to get through one book a week, the average person reads 60, here's the thing. The average book has 64,000 words. The average person reads only 200 words per minute. Now, if you divide those two numbers, that means it takes 320 minutes to get through one book. If you break that down into 7 days in a week, that's 45 minutes of reading a day, the average. Now, we triple people's reading speed. in our training program. So that means they're reading in 15 minutes would normally take them 45 minutes with better comprehension, with better focus, with better retention of that, with greater enjoyment, right? Because when you know how to read, it's reading is effortless, it's fun. But here's the thing, whether it's 15 minutes or 45 minutes a day, some people won't do it. So a small, simple step is opening up the book or reading one line, because you're not gonna stop at one line. How do you find your small, simple step? What is the tiniest action I could take right now that will give me progress towards this goal where I cannot fail? And that's what I show individuals and organizations how to do. Small, simple steps, because here's the thing, inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's too hard. Little, a little becomes a lot. Little by little, a little becomes a lot, because consistency compounds. And we show people the art of momentum and the art of accessing a focal point, that lead domino that you get hit and knocks down all the other dominoes. And that's really the art and science of accelerated learning.
Dude, you are amazing.
I appreciate that, Chris. I appreciate everyone who's watching this right now. You know, I would recommend people contact you. You know, if anything I talked about, just to have a conversation further about this, or look at the book. Let it speak for itself, or connect with me on social media. You know, we have millions of followers at Jim Quick, but the reason why we do in this area of learning and education, you know, because it's really crossed over into pop culture with the amount of support that we've had, is because we could take this information, the latest neuroscience, or even what the ancient Greeks did 2,500 years ago, the art and science of accelerated learning, how do people learn at their best, and make it really understandable and digestible for the average person. And so whether, again, it's children with learning challenges, to aging seniors and high performers, leaders, executives, educators, entrepreneurs, everyone in between, there's something for everybody. If it's students, it's how to study in less time, how to get better grades. If it's seniors, how to keep your brain, you know, how to stave off dementia and those kind of challenges. If it's high performers and entrepreneurs, how to grow your brain so you can grow your business and your brand, right? If it happens to be in the area of wellness or focus, it doesn't matter who the audience is, everybody could benefit. Everyone dreams of having a better brain, the brain they desire and the brain they really deserve.
Well, and I don't think a lot of people think of that. I don't think they actually say, I need a better brain. But once they realize that that's what they need.
They want a better memory. They are drowning in information. They want to be able to read faster, have clearer thoughts, make better decisions, you know, whatever that, or learn from home, you know, be able to engage their team, get them active, you know, and producing. Or they want to get them to do the things that they know they can do.
And I tell people all the time, be more creative and make better decisions.
Absolutely. That's fundamental. Changing the way people see themselves, which is a big part. Limitless is about progressing and advancing beyond what you believe is possible. You know, I get retweeted a lot when I say this, but you know, when you think about your audience, their life is like an egg. Your life is like an egg. If an egg is broken by an outside force, life ends. But if it's broken by an inside force, life begins. Great things begin on the inside, and you have greatness inside of you. Your audience has genius inside of you. And my goal is to help people to unlock it and really release it. I believe, you know, the biggest mistake people are making right now is they're downsizing or downgrading their dreams and their aspirations to meet this current situation. Do not downgrade your goals, your dreams, your aspirations to meet this current situation. Upgrade your mindset, your motivation, and the methods that you're using to be able to unlock those dreams. The greatest dreams possible.
Wow. And that's where we should leave it right there, because you just hit it out of the park and made it so relevant to what's going on right now today. Amazing. Jim, this book is amazing. I know it came out during the pandemic and it's still been an incredible success. We're having you speak a lot virtually and probably a lot more in person in the second half of next year. But you know, this is such good information, and I'm so glad you got to come on the show with me and talk about all of this and excite everybody about what you're all about and what you teach. So thank you so much. I know you're so busy. I really appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, everyone. I wish your days be full of lots of life, lots of love, lots of laughter, and always lots of learning. Be limitless, everyone.
Amen. Take care, Jim.